B-Pod Studios.
I don't go Le'Veon Bell because the running back drop off, and he hasn't played for a year, Anthony.
I gotta interrupt. Jeff Passan, Manny Machado has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres.
Whoa.
League sources tell ESPN.
Wow.
No details yet on the contract, but I know the other day it was 8 years. That was one of the rumored
deals. Manny Machado.
To the Padres.
To the Padres.
Now, a lot of those reports where Manny Machado has just come down to whoever's going to give him the most money.
And what was the deal?
Well, the other day I saw 8 years for, I think it was around 290.
Whoa.
Now, I know he was looking for 300 and said, I'm not going to sign unless I get 300.
Okay, so this is interesting, too.
The Padres.
All right. So that also means that Harper could happen soon.
Yes.
Well, the first domino's falling.
Listen, the fact that Machado signs is a huge deal. But here's something interesting. You know, there was always a faction of these media guys that said Machado was the Phillies' first choice.
Saw that yesterday, as a matter of fact, that he was still the number one choice.
That, like, I never understood that because I was always under the assumption that it was Harper who was. Now, I know that the big man wants Harper. Now, there's some talk that maybe the Phillies' front office wanted Machado. I never subscribed to it. Now, Jim Salisbury was on the show, if you remember, about a week and a half ago, and Jim said Machado was the apple of their eye.
Hmm. Well, if they wanted Machado, they must have gotten outbid for him to go to the San Diego Padres. That's crazy. Yeah, the report that John Heyman had the other day, too, $250 million for 8 years. About 8 years would be what they were offering.
Well, I guess if you're the Padres, you don't have the Chargers anymore as a competition. You're the only game in town.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So if you're the Padres, you own your whole city. You might as well go for it, right?
Yeah. Oh, man.
Your local TV package is going to be worth a fortune, your local media package.
Yeah, Heyman also reported that the belief was that Machado preferred to be on the East Coast and not on the West Coast. Very interesting. Okay, but so the first shoe was dropped.
You know what's funny? That's not a great home run ballpark.
No. And that's like that team can financially.
That's bizarre.
They just racked up a lot of money in a guy. Can they build around him? Wow. So Jeff Passan reporting that Manny Machado, he says, breaking free agent star Manny Machado has agreed to a deal with the San Diego Padres. League sources tell ESPN. We'll wait for further confirmation or speculation what the deal actually is money-wise. So if it's 250 and for 8 years, that puts Harper in that 310 range for 10.
Yeah.
And now Boris has the number to beat.
If they come away and there is no Harper, I'm going to be so mad at baseball.
I'm done. I'll be so angry.
Right?
I'll be forlorn.
But if they turn around and the Phillies don't get Harper,
I'll be. What if the Harper went to the Padres?
They got to get him.
What if Harper went to the Padres, too, and the stupid money was on the West Coast all along?
Well, it was interesting because Harper to the Padres was a rumor, too.
Yeah, that remember. Was. As a matter of fact, it says that was their first. They made a bigger offer to Harper, did San Diego, than they initially did to Machado.
All right, the Phillies have had to. They have to have outbid everybody else.
Well, you would think so.
I mean, everybody's talking. Every one of these baseball guys, these baseball reporters, have said that Harper is the guy, right? Like that they have, the Phillies are the front runner.
Yeah.
Buster, Bob Nightingale.
Bob said, I saw somebody tweeted a DM exchange he had with Bob Nightingale and asked if the Phillies would get Harper. What chance do they have? And he said 99%.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's been resolute. I'm going to check Bob's Twitter right now.
So this coming in from Mark Feinsand, MLB Network insider, he says that the contract for Manny Machado, 10 years, $300
million. Wow, okay. Oh, the market's a little higher than people said.
10 years, 300?
That's according to Feinsand.
Wow.
Well, I hear Nightingale's reporting Manny Machado has signed with the Padres. As reported first by Jeff Passan, they offered an 8-year deal worth at least $240 million to $280 million last week, and no one topped it. So we're getting conflicting reports. That was just tweeted by Bob 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, but that's not the details. That was what they offered him. So I haven't seen anyone else put out the actual details yet.
Interesting.
I'm curious if the Phillies are the only suitor for Harper.
Well, one thing that Heyman did report, he said, one interesting dynamic to the Harper Machado market. Three prime teams have shown interest in both stars. The Phillies, the Padres, and the White Sox. Phillies have been confident they'll land one of the stars, but at least one of those three teams will be shut out because there's only two players.
I can't see Harper going to the White Sox.
I didn't see Machado going to the Padres.
No, but I can't see.
I thought that was Boris BS.
Rosenthal confirming 10 years, $300
million.
Wow. 10 years, $300 million. $300 million for Machado. That's outrageous.
Oh, my goodness. All right, so.
30 a year, 10 years.
All right.
What's he going to be like in year six?
Bob Nightingale.
Of that contract.
Just tweeted. The Padres simply outbid everyone and got their man. Now, the Phillies will be focusing solely on Bryce Harper. All right, so the first shoe was dropped, and maybe that was the clog all along. This was a stare down between the two agents.
Well, look.
And who was going to sign first? $300 million for 10 years, not bad.
Yeah, if you're Manny Machado, you can't cry if Harper gets 310. You're walking away with 300.
Yeah.
300 million.
Again, Manny Machado to the San Diego Padres.
Wow.
Now the East Coast needs to be fulfilled here. We can't have all three huge stars out on the West Coast with Harper, Machado, and
Trout.
And Trout. We need some East Coast love.
Did you see Mike rip baseball too?
Yeah, he did. I was very surprised to see it. He said he spent all winter being asked if Bryce Harper is signing with the Phillies or whether he'll be coming as a free agent in 2 years. Then he basically, I was asked about when I'm joining the Phillies every day.
I love that. People ask him every day if you're going to join the Phillies.
Mm-hmm. You got to be tired of it.
They got to get Harper, right? This has got to happen now. This has to happen today.
Well, I don't know that it is because now what does Boris know? One man standing.
Mm-hmm.
Boys, buck up. 310? Uh-uh. How about 350? 365?
Oh, my God.
You know? He's in a more power position now than he was before. Just because the market is set, now that the Phillies are...
But there's got to be pressure on Harper, though. Maybe not today, but at least by tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean he's got to be able to... They can't drag it on any further.
Yeah.
Wow. There's already pressure from every... Now that he signed, Machado signed, Harper's got to be close next because he can't draw this out any further.
Well, full squad practices are taking place down in spring training. And
right.
Yeah, it's time now. We're up against it now. It is the biggest free agent contract in the history of American sports.
300, Manny Machado.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? Like, think about this for a second. Just think about the economics for a second. That Manny Machado gets $300 million, and it's guaranteed. Every dime is guaranteed.
Yep.
And you got NFL guys that make a pittance of that.
Brady.
Right. Like
the best.
Proven. And the NFL is, you know, infinitely bigger than baseball.
Yeah. And a guy like Brady's making half, 15, 16 million. Some bonuses in there, too. He does that because he wants to surround the team. And,
okay, but, like,
but yeah, you're right.
I mean, look at the top NFL salaries, you know?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. It's incredible.
I mean, the disparity between sports and the interest in the sport is mind-boggling.
Yeah, it really is.
It's mind-boggling that baseball can afford to sign the Padres of all teams.
I didn't see that.
That the Padres can afford a $300 million deal.
Wow. Crazy. The NFL I'm looking this up in 2008, burned $13 billion. Trying to look at what baseball brought in that time. That's insane. Now, obviously, there's more players on the roster and the NFL, the whole thing. But
yeah, but listen, what Major League Baseball brings in is your local TV media package.
Yeah. Let me see. I'm trying to find it.
So the Padres, listen, you're the Padres. You know, it's not Los Angeles, but still, you're the only game in town.
Yeah. $14 billion for the NFL, which is over $900 million more than they made the season before, and an increase of $6 billion in revenue since 2010.
That's amazing baseball, man.
Baseball brought in $9.46 billion in revenue, up 4.8% from the prior season when they made a total of
$9.03. Wow. Wow.
Wow, that is incredible.
$300 million.
Sponsorship revenue in the NFL, $1.32 billion. Baseball, $892 million. Crazy. Well, Machado got paid though. Now the Harper watch is in full blown.
There it is.
Like, where is Harper?
To answer your question, Anthony, about where is he at year six, he has a fifth year opt out.
Oh, he does, yes. Of course. So he can opt out.
Isn't it amazing?
And like, then not sign only another one.
Does he get to sign a $300 million contract, he has an opt out clause of that $300 million. Like, think about that for a second. The chances of him in 5 years, I don't know. What's money going to be worth in 5 years?
Well, I mean, think about it.
In that sport.
It's going to keep going on.
Is it? In that sport?
Nothing ever goes backwards, does it?
No, but is there a threshold? Look, at some point, boxing started to die.
Lost its cachet.
You remember? Some of the deals.
Oh, look at him, like Mayweather. Where right. He was getting paid. It's incredible. Go back to Tyson, and those purses were enormous, $30 million.
So, I don't know. I mean, will baseball ever wither?
Well, the question is if there's a strike or something like that, do they put a salary cap in place or term limit?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Deals.
I can't have ever seen putting a cap in place.
Because the players luxury tax is
one thing.
Let me ask you something. Is Machado going to the Padres bad for baseball?
Yes.
It's not New York.
Yep. It's not Chicago.
Why is it bad for baseball?
Anything on the West Coast is not as...
Well, not just West Coast.
Mind's eye.
I mean, if Trout's on the Dodgers...
Oh, it's way bigger deal.
Than with the Angels. Yeah. Machado with the Padres is not as big as Machado with the Yankees.
Yeah, but Machado on the Padres, the thought is that all the free agency becomes one-sided because all free agents want to go play for the Yankees. What it does is it now equalizes talent.
So it spreads it across the league and gives a reason to watch them?
I think it's good for baseball.
I was just thinking of marketing because you don't really market San Diego.
Yeah, but they were always a have-not. They were a small market team. That a small market team is able to spend $300 million on a player is obviously good for the sport.
Only if they can surround him and win. Otherwise, he just sits there and gets paid $300 million and loses a lot of games.
Yeah.
Because you need pitching. Are they going to be able to... Do they have a financial plan to take care of all that?
They actually have some young talent.
Yeah, I mean, but look at like a city like Pittsburgh. They've always developed great young talent and had to let it move on because they couldn't afford to keep it.
Yeah, but they just spent $300 million. They can afford it.
Yeah, but did they exhaust their whole payroll is the thing. Like Middleton, you can spend $300 million and keep going.
I don't know. If you're the only sport in a city, no matter how small the market is.
They're trying to capitalize.
They're the only. The Chargers are gone. So that whole city is about the Padres.
Who have stunk.
If you want to advertise and your business... And you want to attach yourself to a professional sports franchise outside of soccer. The Padres are the only game in town.
Yeah.
They also have a decent middle of the lineup. with Hosmer, Myers, and now Machado. Those are your three highest paid guys.
They got that kid Reyes, too.
Yeah, you were talking about him yesterday.
Yeah.
He's
a young stud, that kid, Reyes.
Well, one domino has now fallen, Anthony. Manny Machado, 10-year deal for $300 million. To the San Diego Padres. What does that mean for Bryce Harper? What does that mean for the Phillies? I got to read you this tweet. Kevin Stoltzfus goes, I don't care how much Phillies fans would rather have Harper over Machado. We're now 0-1. We have to get Harper. He's right.
Yeah, because are you going to deal? We just went through this soap opera, and to come away empty is, look, we all agreed that their offseason has been tremendous. You know, you come away with Robertson, you're coming away with Realmuto, you got Segura, you know. I mean, and that, even McCutchen, like, that's a quality offseason.
Yeah.
Except if you get no Harper, it's not going to feel like that.
Yeah, but Scott Boras right now, by waiting it out, now has the hammer. He's got Matt Klentak and John Middleton by the grapes. Yeah. And now he's going, hey, I'm a guy's really not that sure about playing there in Philly. He doesn't want to face against his old former team in the Nationals. He'll make it a little bit more worth his while. He doesn't really want to rub it in the Nationals' face for a decade.
Right.
You know, it's not his preference.
I mean, it's not out of the question.
Because now Boras... And the thirst of a fan, because like I said, Anthony, if neither sign here, and one's gone already, Machado, if neither sign here, it feels like we lost something, even though we never had it.
Yes.
Because we've heard all these guys from Bob Nightingale and John Heyman and Ken Rosenthal and Buster Olney, who bet his farm 16 times. Does he still live on the farm, or has that been repoed yet?
It's a dairy farm, by the way, in Vermont.
Okay, well, we're not going to get milk from there anytime soon. But
think of Vermont cheddar.
But what they
from
all
Buster's
said
farm.
Is that the Phillies thing, that it's going to happen. That's, they're not only the front runner, but it looks like boom. And if it doesn't, all those guys lose credibility, because that's what they've been reporting. And even though things look like that, this fan base is going to be unfollowing a lot of baseball beats, guys on the MLB beat. You know what I mean? Yeah. And there's going to be some hate to those guys, and there'll be hate that goes to the Phillies.
Go ahead, Chase. Go ahead, give it to Heyman.
Well, here's the thing, though, too. Like, guys are going to give it to
you
the Phillies.
My blessing.
If they don't land one of these guys. But it's not on the Phillies, in my opinion. Unless we come to find out that they tried to lowball them. You know, but it's not on the Phillies because they don't hold the decision.
Yeah.
It's Boras and ultimately Harper who make the decision on where he plays.
That's right.
What I know now is Scott Boras looks for one thing, and it's leverage. And he's got it in spades right now. He's got all the leverage. One guy standing,
but again,
and it's his guy.
But Middleton already said, like, we're going to spend stupid money, so, you know.
But there's an end game to, you know, and don't think that Boras doesn't know that.
Ultimately, Harper has to want to play here.
That's the key. And we don't know that he does or does not. Maybe they've just been using the Phillies all along to drive up a number somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
If we find out that Harper signs for $310,
God forbid,
but the Phillies offered $330 and he didn't want to play here, well, then when he comes to town, he's going to hear about it.
Is he going to care?
No.
What's he care about?
He's going to wipe his tears away with a hundo.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
You know what I mean?
He's going to hear about it. Yeah. So what?
610-632-0975. You just said Jay Wright will join us at 1:15. And let's get back to the phones. Let's go to Dustin in Allentown on the Fanatic. What's up, Dustin?
Yeah, what's up, buddy? I was driving home from school, and I saw the report for Machado. I am so glad, to be completely honest, that he made this deal, but they must have suckered him into it somehow, because I don't think that he made the right decision. I think he made a terrible call going out west.
Any decision that involves a payday of $300 million is not a bad one.
Exactly right. And I'm torn, because I'm glad that we don't have him on the East Coast anymore. He would have been great for us, but, he's just a jerk. Baltimore was booing him booing him out of the stadium.
Let's be real. Now, look, I prefer Harper, but let's be real. If you walked away with just Machado, I mean, you're not crying, right?
No, I'm not crying.
Yeah.
And the people that, you know, the guys we've picked up already, you know, we're fine with it. Harper's going to be, in my opinion, a much better option if we can get him.
I mean, $300 million. It's outrageous, yeah. Brother. It's Dustin. It's outrageous, man.
Well, is it outrageous? Because Dennis Lynn, Anthony, who is the Padres executive chairman, Ron Fowler, with this quote, Dennis Lynn tweeted it out, who covers the Padres. We do not have a deal. We are continuing discussions. Dennis Lynn writes for The Athletic. He's a Padres reporter. And that is a quote from the Padres executive chairman. We do not have a deal, referring to the deal about Manny Machado. We are continuing discussions. Now, is that waiting to pass a physical?
Well, Rosenthal followed up with that saying, this is likely semantics. Machado has not passed a physical, and the two sides have not finalized language, but they are in agreement on financial terms.
All right.
So maybe somebody spoke too soon, but...
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it's not a deal, and Ryan Connect on Twitter says, are baseball beat writers now the new weathermen? Tomorrow will be 60 and sunny, and Harper signs with San Fran. Go all in, Phils! Wow.
Oh, that's right.
Let's go to Troy and Margate on the Fanatic. What's up, Troy?
Hey, guys. How you doing? All right, two things. The Padres mark it down. They will regret that contract, but I don't want to focus on Machado. The Mike Trout, in 2 years, if reports out of Anaheim is he's starting negotiations to renew his contract out there. That doesn't look good for Philadelphia. If he starts to negotiate out there, what are your thoughts on that? We can only speculate, but why is he even entering negotiations? Because when they throw a figure out there, it's going to be the largest figure in the history of baseball.
Yeah, Tim, we're making this assumption that Mike Trout, because he goes to Eagles games and was at the Sixers game a week and a half ago, wants to come play baseball in Philadelphia.
And, well, bingo. Yeah, I agree.
But there's also some chatter from people in the know that he does not want to come back. He's tremendously loyal to the Angels, A. And B, if he comes home, imagine the pressure that goes on Mike Trout.
Oh, my God. I mean, he already talks about it, Troy, that he gets asked every day.
Yep.
Here's my point. Okay. These guys, in their career earnings, they're going to be making like $600, $500 million. At what point in time, all right, I got $500 million I earned from Major League Baseball.
Right.
I just want one $30 ring to go on my finger.
Right.
Don't they ever want to just win a pennant? Look at Trout. There's no doubt. Statistically, Trout's the greatest ball player in our generation of all time, regular season.
Many generations,
How many at-bats does he have in the postseason? 30? What's his batting average in the postseason?
No, listen, I hear you, but when he... There's something about his loyalty that I really respect. That he wants to make the playoffs and win as an Angel.
Yeah, see, that's the thing, Troy. Like we rip guys for not being loyal when it doesn't benefit us.
The ring chasing that goes on in the NBA.
Yeah.
Well, here's what the management's telling them out there in Anaheim. Look, we're going to build a team around you. You just give us time.
Yeah.
We're going to build a team around you. What's the kid going to do? He's only 27, 28 years old. Come on, is he going to think like a 52-year-old executive? They're no closer to winning a championship in the next 5 years, Anaheim, even if you look at their farm system. They are no closer to winning something.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Troy. We got to move on. But it's one of the most tired discussions that I do not like to have. This assumption that Mike Trout, because he gets handed footballs from Carson Wentz and hunts with Wentz and went to the Sixers game and is an Eagle season ticket holder, that he wants to come here and play baseball.
Agreed. Let me throw this at you.
That does not sound good.
From Andy Martino from SNY. You're shaking your head. You know this.
I saw that.
One of the reasons why Bryce Harper remains a free agent.
Oh, boy. I'm not looking forward to this.
Is that Harper, this is per Andy Martino, is, quote, unsure about signing with the Phillies.
Does he allude to that? Why he's unsure?
No.
Where the lack of...
That he's unsure. All it says, all he says, it was a tweet, that he would, that he is unsure about signing with the Phillies.
And apparently Nightingale said something to that extent last week or 2 weeks ago, that he may not be still in favor of Philadelphia. Now, if that's the truth, then the Phillies messed up because they should have just went right after Machado.
All right. Well, maybe they tried to.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe you just want to go to San Diego.
You know, maybe they were in on it. And this is an interesting point. My man Jim from the Palm says this on the text board. You know, Klentak set this whole thing up in his news conference when he said, quote, we had a great off season, whether we get one of these guys or not. You remember, Klentak came out and patted himself on the back saying, hey, we had a great off season.
By getting Real Muto.
Yeah, and forget about
Segura,
Harper, McCutcheon, and Machado.
Yeah, and Robertson. Well, they did have a good offseason.
No, but he's greasing the skids to say, look, you know.
Oh, okay. So you're saying the PR spin is already happening. Look, we added four guys. We upgraded in these places. We got rid of Santana. Reese's at first.
I mean, he's certainly allowing for it if it doesn't happen. That this is the narrative.
All right. Well, we got to get a crew together. We got to get a 4-man crew and take a four seat row on a plane to Vegas and convince Bryce Harper. To be sure, Jay Wright's got one of the seats. He's an aisle seat guy. He'll join us coming up in 12 minutes. I'd say Jay Wright, wouldn't you? To convince him to come?
He's a great emissary.
Oh, my goodness, right?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.